You're listening to It's Confirmed with Tomiko Torres, only on LA Talk Radio.
Hey guys, welcome back, welcome back. Happy to be back on a Tuesday. Nice and chilly outside. Of course it is, and everyone is in their houses, bundling up, or maybe you're even on the road listening to the show, trying to hurry up and get home. I truly get it, guys. Guys, everybody, take a seat. Get real cozy and comfortable. We've got some real business to handle tonight. And I tell you, something we haven't done in a long time is talk about crimes that go unsolved. And a lot of these crimes go unsolved because people seem to forget about the lost loved ones. You know, with so many crimes happening today, people are so focused on, you know, this murder today, not that murder that happened yesterday, day before, 2 weeks ago. No one's really focused on that. But it's when you hear on the news, the media, you know, Instagram, social media, Facebook, you hear the cries of the family and you hear the cries of, more important in a lot of these situations, you hear the cry of the mother. Can you imagine having to bury your own child when your child is supposed to be burying you? That's like such an unimaginable feeling to take over someone's body. You know, because I'm a parent. So I can only imagine what I would go through as a parent, a real parent, because you got people that call themselves parents that are really not parents. They're just, you know, they're here for the short time of drug abuse and all kind of shenanigans that they allow themselves to be a part of when they should really be a parent to their child or children. You know, but not everybody is cut out for the job, unfortunately. You know, like, not everybody's cut out to be a husband. Not everybody's cut out to be a wife. You know, so parenting is a very big job. You know, I remember a case back in July of 2022, July 12th to be exact. The young man that was assassinated, I would say assassinated, you know, very sad situation, in Philadelphia, you know, 6100 Walker Street. But we'll get to that, guys, because you know, there's some information that needs to be put out there. I got a few people on the line that's listening for people that have some things to share about this particular case. And by the way, guys, you'll never be identified for giving up information, which is not snitching. It's considered giving up information to add closure to the hearts that are broken, like really broken. Not a fake murder, not a murder that they say allegedly took place. We're talking about a real murder. There's a real DC number for it. It's an unsolved mystery. Because I've never known out of my 18 years of being a part of law enforcement, known a case of anyone deceased, not to have a DC number, and you're still looking for the body. So you guys, let that marinate. But this DC number, and this is public information, so you guys could look it up. Young man's name is Darren Collins, DC number 22-15-050673. He was a 34-year-old black male here in Philadelphia. who was murdered. They're still trying to figure out how he was murdered and what happened to this young man. You know, usually people get murdered. There's some type of reason behind it, unless you got the psychos of the world running around, you know, the DHS babies committing all these acts of crimes. And granted, everyone can change, but some people, they still have that DHS, CUA umbrella system, you know, living in their souls. So they go out and they commit more crimes. Or, you know, some people say, well, you know, if I got some information, that I would be considered a snitch. No, technically, that's not the correct answer. You would be giving up information to add closure. This young man, days before this incident took place, he was hanging out with a friend of his down in Wilson Homes. And someone starts shooting at his friend, and unfortunately, Darren Collins got away and he didn't get shot that day, but his friend was murdered. Obviously, he may have knew his assailant or assailants. And here we are today, February 7th, 2023, Darren Collins murdered, assassinated, July 12th, 2022. Guys, I've been getting a lot of feedback on this case because people want closure, and then some people just want to know, like, what really happened here. They gunned this man down in front of where he lived. It was a young man the day of the incident. And guys, I'm only going to tell you facts of confirmed information. And some of the information that has been confirmed is there was a young man in a pizza store. Pizza store, chicken shack, whatever you guys call it. Bodega. And he kept watching his phone. And he was masked up. You know, this was July. There's no reason for you to be masked up, like a hoodie on. You know, usually on criminal cases, we go by, was it hoodie weather or was it, you know, sweater weather? We go by the season. And this case wasn't properly seasoned. Because there's no way in the world this kid sitting in the pizzeria covered up, and the guy in the pizzeria is not thinking, is he trying to rob the joint? So it makes you kind of wonder what's really going on here. Long story short, this young man who's in the pizzeria, he's watching his phone. So he's watching his phone, but no one's paying any mind. So is he texting someone? Because usually, if I was investigating this case, I would have went to the phone towers. But you know, state and federal is two different things. So they operate a little bit differently, you know, and they don't verify things accurately. They make it fit how it's going to fit in their pocket, not the actual truth. So families could have closure. But this young man is looking at his phone. His eyes are on the phone. I seen the video, by the way. His eyes are on the phone. And by the way, there was a young lady that said, I know who that is. He doesn't live around there. What is he doing there? You know, it's very easily to solve this case. If they go to the phone towers, date, time, and see exactly what was he looking at on his phone. And I can tell you for sure, he wasn't texting anyone. He was watching like a video. It was more than a video, guys. It was more of, I'm watching the movement of Darren Collins' vehicle. So when he gets out of his vehicle, I'll know where he is. They actually hunted him down, execution style. This is what they did to this young man. And they did this by putting a tracker on his car. Satellite discovery, you know, we call it discovery evidence. Satellite discovery does not go anywhere. To solve this case, they need to look at the satellite. They need to look at the towers. They need to look at the time. They need to backtrack the footage via satellite if they really want to solve cases. If you don't want to solve them and you don't care about, you know, Black Lives Matter, then I clearly get it. But the young man was obviously watching Darren Collins' movement. Someone put a tracker on his car. Did the investigators say, let's look for the car to see if it had a tracker? They had eyewitnesses that saw three men running from the scene. Did somebody go back and remove the tracker after they gunned him down? There's all types of footage that could have been gathered the day of. And they could have went back and they could have gotten satellite footage of the exact footsteps of who was trailing Darren Collins home. Another thing that I wanted to bring to your attention, guys, and I would really like you guys who have things to say, no information about this case, step up, come forward. Black Lives Matter. Wanted to tell you, February the 4th, let me remind you, July 12th, 2022, Darren Collins was assassinated. February 4th, 2022. Some people were arrested for being straw purchasers of guns and also being a part of several murders in Philadelphia. That was February. He was murdered back in July. There was a young lady that basically said, I got information, but they won't use it. And guys, I say this to say, sometimes you don't know who's cooperating on different cases and different situations that they got themselves involved in. And they let these people back out on the street. Workers, you know, working, but you're allowed to commit crimes. This is what happens when deals get cut behind the glass and you don't hear or see any of it. But it's a young lady that knows who the three young men were. She knows. And like I said, there's ears listening, growing like Pinocchio tonight, because we're going to get this case closed up. And then I'm going to give you something else that's shocking. So you hang tight. Darren, aka Mikey from Wilson Projects, she names another young man, Tyshawn. She names another young man. Well, you know, Tyshawn, Man-Man, and Lim did this. Just like they killed Gunna in front of his mother's house on Marston, Wiz, and Pop on Jackson and Marston, and Juju in front of Jabrilla Door. And she says, Mecca is the one that put this plan together to lure these people to their deaths. I can only go by what this young lady says, and I would believe that it's accurate because she also sent messages to the Philadelphia Police, Fox 29 Philly, Unsolved Murders in Philly. So this young lady has reached out because she has information that wasn't accepted for some anonymous reason. And by the way, guys, do you know all of this funding for gun violence that's going on out here? They're still allowing felons who got out of federal prison to barter on some occasions switches for these guns. You know, they have a felon who is paying these young kids who are just, you know, DHS cool kids, paying them to go out and commit crimes. People may say this sounds strange. No, it doesn't. You know, you got the OG from the block that allegedly takes care of everybody. You go do the robberies. He disperses what he feels like you're entitled to. Something like the IRS. You pay taxes. You don't even know how much you're getting back at the end of the year. But this is a government system that this young man has put together. And he's done a well job, because usually what happens is these are the type of people that get the pass and they get to be the decision maker on how much time they really should be getting. And in my job, I've seen guys commit a lot of murders. A lot. And they never serve not a day in jail. Because they feel like, if you can give us a bigger fish, we'll cut you a pass. You get a get out of jail free card. And this is what it is. Darren Collins didn't know what he was walking into. He wasn't a drug dealer. He was an engineer. He was a hardworking family man. He left behind, five children he had. He left behind five babies for his wife to struggle and take care of. There was footage that was confiscated by the investigators handling the case. And in that footage, mysteriously, there's a woman talking to these guys in a car in front of the building. in front of Wilson Homes. We won't call it the building. Public information. It's a housing project. And she's talking to these guys as though she was a part of the setup. Kind of weird, right? Long behold, guys, I'll tell you when this young lady sent me this message, because we're going to keep it accurate here and we're going to keep it confirmed. I got a message and the name says, and I'll tell you when the message was, and I will tell you when the arrest happened. And you let me know if this lady is crazy or not. This message was just interesting, guys. July. Hang on. I'm getting to it. Because I want to give you guys accurate information. Because it's all accurate. You know, it's just a shame that we have to replay so much of what they're actually supposed to be doing. July the 19th is when the name Kim Johnson came up. The young lady said that name a few times. And I didn't know at that time who she was, but the young lady actually said this woman lives in this housing project, but she's like a follower and not a leader. Matter of fact, she's an older woman, someone in her 40s or something like that. Well, they found out that she was a straw purchaser for one of many weapons that, put into the wrong hands, and people were murdered. Good people like Darren Collins. But she didn't get arrested until November. So guys, do you see the lapse of time? But I get it. Sometimes you wait at bay. You wait these things out sometimes. But for a straw purchaser to have that much time on the street, knowingly that these kids that she's supplying these weapons to is out here and they're committing murders. One of the guys had a straw purchaser's gun, and guess what? He actually killed a 15-year-old for no reason. So maybe if this Johnson lady was picked up a long time ago, maybe the 15-year-old boy would still be here. But Black Lives Matter. Guys, if you have information on Darren Collins' case, again, the DC number is 22-15-050-673. We're not just gonna get the information. There's a reward right now. $20,000 for the information leading up to this case being closed and a conviction against the individual that caused this family to suffer and go through the turmoil. Now his kids are going to be growing up without a father. And, usually when we talk about these kind of cases, lights go up, people turn into reindeers. Some people care. You know, the family's not reaching out for GoFundMe money. This was a real situation, not a false under pretense because you're dealing with crazy people. It's real. It's very real. And I have the chat log open. And someone wants to know, where did the incident happen? It happened at 6100 block of Walker Street in Philadelphia. And guys, by the way, if you do have some information that is pertinent to this particular case, you can call 215-686-8477 and your identity will be totally confidential. I know you guys say, oh, we hear that all the time. Then now they want to come to court. If it's solid information, trust and believe that it will be used and it will be very helpful if you supply something that could lead to a potential arrest in this case. And also, there's a lot of other factors involved in this case that didn't get found out about. You know, Darren Collins was also licensed to carry a weapon. And unfortunately, he didn't get a chance to use that weapon. His weapon was at home that day. And they actually they attempted to seize his weapon. For what? Not sure. But they never came to get it. How about that? They never came to get it. They put the pieces of the puzzle together. And there's another young lady that says she saw a video, and in the video, it was sneakers that she identified of the assailant. So it's a lot of things going on in this case. And like I said, people move on, except for the family. They're still suffering this loss while everybody else gets to move on with their happy day and, you know, do things with their kids, and their fathers are still around, or some may not be around. Sometimes you can't be around. Sometimes if there's toxic relationships, you have to forget about the kid. And guys, we'll talk about that when I come back. Let's take a quick break.
Are you looking forward to sell your house in Philadelphia at a fair price, but are just not patient enough to go through the long, delirious process of enlisting your house in the market? Well, look no further, because GBuys Philly has got your back. You can sell house in Philadelphia without going through the trouble of navigating complex sales procedures. We specialize in helping property owners just like yourself in all sorts of burdensome situations. We pay a fair cash price and save you all the stress and inconveniences of damages or repairs. We will buy your home. Fast, easy, and convenient. No commission to realtors. No home inspections. Cash deal equals no mortgages. Property as is. No repairs. 100% fair offer guarantee. Sell your house fast for cash in Philadelphia. So what are you waiting for? Just contact us now at www.gbuysphilly.com. Experience, honesty, and integrity guaranteed. Remember, GBuysPhilly.
Looking for a holistic approach to a healthy new lifestyle? Akir CMOS is the vitamin-rich solution you need with 92% of the nutrients our body needs. What does CMOS do? Promotes natural weight loss, helps build body muscle, builds a healthier immune system, helps allergies. Consuming CMOS when you're sick is a win, but consuming when you're healthy is a win-win. Visit AkirCMOS.com today and begin your journey to a healthier lifestyle.
Guys, welcome back. Welcome back. I see everybody's back on. You know, talking about toxic relationships, it's very sad when you have to avoid your children or your child because of toxic relationships. And people don't understand that the child is only going to be damaged due to your non-cooperation of letting, especially a father, be a father. That's why all these kids are running around here rampant, they're crazy. You got the young girls prostituting, you know, the mothers are on drugs. You know, it's just a sad thing to see. And if there is a stable parent, you know, the kid really should be with the one that is more stable. But my motto is, if they don't let you see the kid and don't want you a part of their life, then what can you really do? I mean, it's kind of a harsh thing to say. But when you have these mothers out here that are living in la-la land, you know, due to drug abuse and everything else that goes on with them mentally, you know, from prostitution at a young age, drug-addicted parents at a young age, you can't imagine what you're dealing with. You got a bunch of young whippersnappers out here, like those, like the same ones, group of punks that took Darren Collins' life. Kind of made you wonder, like, what are these kids thinking today? Is it worth it? You're going to be another statistic. And guys, I'll tell you, I know a friend of mine whose son was just murdered on January 11th in West Palm Beach, Florida. And for some reason, they were trying to keep it hid. You know, it was a tragic accident. You know, he just died. It was tragic, tragic, tragic. And I had to get a message from someone else that said it wasn't tragic. He was a 17-year-old that had been misguided and died during a drug deal that went bad at 17. He's supposed to graduate from high school this year. That will never happen. So parents sometimes wonder, where did I fall short as a parent? When you know that you were a good parent at some point in your life, what did I do wrong? You know, I can't say that. Well, maybe I could say, because it was a posting that one of these killers put up from Wilson Holmes that said, don't blame me for who I am. I was raised in the projects. Now, whatever that is supposed to mean, because you got some good people that have came out of the projects that are successful, that are doing things with their lives. You know, sad to say that they have that attitude of, this is where I'm from, so I'm going to act like an animal. And, you know, if people understood the backstory, because I'm not going to say history, because they call it his story, but I'm going to go to the backstory just to educate some people so maybe they can educate someone else. The projects were never for the black people. They were, I'm not going to say African American, because you're not African American. You're black people. Okay, we're going to stick with that. So to live in the projects, it's a privilege. It was for the Caucasian military wives while their husbands were away fighting the war. So don't ever think that this is such a bad place and because I'm a black boy, and I'm being raised in the projects, that I have to act like a heathen. You have to really think about it, guys, because, you know, this is a place that wasn't even for them. And you think that they would take better care of where they live and how they live. Because you're afforded the right to have people help you with your rent, such as myself, taxpayer dollars, Section 8 housing. We pay for that. We take care of you. This is not supposed to be a long-term fix, because military wives, it was only used short-term. Every new individual that went into the military that had a wife and children, they got an apartment somewhat like they have now, a military base. But now it's more exclusive. They don't have the shenanigans going on like they have with the housing developments. And people think that this place is for me. I deserve it. My rent is only $47 a month. That's because us taxpayers are paying in to help you out while you sit there and do drugs and all these other shenanigans, prostitution, not take care of your kids. We do that. We take care of you. And instead of being grateful and having gratitude about it, you keep the place looking like a haunted house, a mess, a total nightmare. Sometimes you have to shake the table and wake people up and say, I take care of you. You don't take care of me. Appreciate what you have. You know, thank goodness they have the one strike policy now. If you're caught selling drugs there and then you get arrested on housing property because they made it affordable because of us, it's one strike now. You have to vacate, move. You're done here. It used to be a three-strike policy. Now it's one. They're tired of your shenanigans. So can you imagine the guy that's selling guns and clips and switches out of Wilson Homes and has all these, you know, young ones looking up to him while we take care of him because he's still living with his mother and we're taking care of her? This is a cycle that's never ending. Oh yeah, we know who you are, by the way. It's no secret. You ever seen secrets happen in the projects? There's no secrets there. Everything, the door is wide open. Come on in. Wide open. Everybody's business. You got some people that sit on the bench every day. They put benches there for reasons. So people can ear hustle and know what's going on in your life. You got some people that will sit on that bench all day, every day, just to know everybody's business. I know that all too well, don't I? I have people that talk and say certain things, and I'm listening. I'm always listening. Just when you think I'm not. So this is a privilege to have a roof over your head. But instead, they want to live in housing, go out and kill, leave families such as Darren Collins on the sideline, where he paid fair market rent. He didn't live in housing. He didn't have Section 8. He worked every day as an engineer to take care of his family. What could a person do to you that bad that is not a gun toter illegally, let's say illegally, He's a good guy. Take care of his kids. More importantly, takes care of his kids. Now the burden is left to the family. Guys, I got a lot of tips that came in tonight in reference to Darren Collins. And I'm grateful for that because you never know what piece of the puzzle will fit and to what extent. And it could lead to closing the case so the family can say justice has been served. But it's really no justice. You know, if I was a mother, I'm looking at it as you took my son's life. You know, in America, they have, well, let me see, United States, they have treaties with different countries. And the Dominican Republic is one of them. You know, we cooperate with you guys a lot. People commit a murder here and try to go there. And okay, yeah, that happened a long time ago. Not right now. We're sending you back to America to address your situation. And then if they want you to come back, then you can come back. But not until you're allowed. You know, I spent some time in the prison in the Dominican Republic because I have family members that are in law enforcement. Just about all my family's in law enforcement. And some, at some point in time, every division you could think of, I got a family member there. And I got a chance to go into the prison because I wanted to see, what is it like? And why isn't America, why isn't the United States sending people there to house them there? It can't be because they're trying to keep family ties. These people have no family ties. They go to jail. They're mooching off somebody else's noodles and rice and tuna. They don't have anybody to put money on their books. Save taxpayers some money and ship them off to where you have the arrangements that other countries that have space and room will keep them there for however long they deserve. And maybe some of this nonsense with violence would stop. But you know what I notice in America? It's the greed of the mighty dollar. We'll build our prisons here. That's their mindset. We'll build our prisons here because we're going to make more money off the phone system. We're going to make all the money. And they're not going to get any. So these poor countries, they're going to stay poor. That's their attitudes. Instead of sharing the wealth. Because when you send that murderer across that water where there's no one there that speaks your language and they don't even understand you, you would be probably deemed crazy because you'll be talking to yourself. Because when I tell you they don't understand your language, your American language, they don't even hear you. So you would be talking to yourself and there's no commissary. I've been in the prisons there. There's no commissary. There's no phone calls. You get to write letters. There's no visits. You get to shower once every 2 weeks with a hose through the bars. Like, this is real. You don't got concrete floors. We don't got money for concrete floors. We got money for dirt. So if you're going to go to sleep, you don't got a blanket. It's like 85, 90 degrees there every day. Who's going to give you a blanket? Who's going to give you a pillow? If they start implementing the way that they house their prisoners and the people who can't do the right thing in the United States of America, because to be American for us is a privilege. For you, it's a luxury. You have a luxury that you're abusing. In America, when you get sentenced to prison, you have no more rights. You're a product of the United States of America or whatever state. You are a product of that state. Okay? You belong to them. You can't file taxes. You can't get a real job. You can't do anything. You need to get permission for everything. So why are you abusing your powers of being a citizen of the United States when it can be easily taken away from you? Because when you go to jail, you have no rights. Doesn't exist. It's kind of like the immigrant status, you know? I think back to my mother, my ancestors, my family members that came here as immigrants, and they didn't have rights either. I'm not biased because of this, but I could tell you what the average immigrant has to go through to get here in America, to have you embarrass yourselves, your sperm donors, your carriers. Because with that behavior, you don't have a mother or father. You have a donor and you have a carrier. And that's all you will ever have. This is an inhumane justice for these kids running around getting a pass to commit murders so freely with no strong repercussions. Maybe if they lived that life of being an immigrant for a day or two, not such a bad idea. Because they say immigrants have rights, but I can't tell. It's a very hard call. But if the judicial system steps up to the plate and stop being greedy, want to keep all the money in-house, they start these programs for these young kids, you know, bullying, violence, this, that, blah, 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 drug programs, drug rehab. And they do nothing but abuse it. Wasted taxpayer dollars. Mental health is very important. That's something I would never gripe about, that little 3% that comes out of my check to help the mentally ill. Because there are some people that are really mentally ill. You know, those are the children of the parents that should have never been reproduced. They should have never been allowed to reproduce. You go through some areas of New York, Brooklyn, Queens, Philadelphia, Baltimore, and these people are walking around like zombies. I just saw a guy today in the city walking around talking to himself. He didn't have an earpiece in. So that type of mental illness is very real, and funding needs to stay in place for that. But for the drug users who want to go in, oh, I'm going to get clean. They clean them up. And then they're back out in the streets again, doing the same wild behavior. Because guess what? They have us taxpayers paying for their housing, providing their food. They're not educated. They have a fifth grade education. You would say, go back to school and at least get a GED. Do something with yourself. Make yourself progressive in life. But it doesn't happen for a lot of them. Guys, I tell you, we have 13.4 million people listening from the East Coast to the West Coast. Thank you guys so much. Love you guys. LA Talk Radio, Tommy Torres. We'll be back next week with some good stuff. I'll see you guys then. Same bad place, same bad time. Bye now.
You're listening to It's Confirmed with Tomiko Torres. Only